Hello again, Parson County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor this show: Reagan and Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. This week, I am so excited to tell you about a wonderful book written by Parsonian Sonia Blanks Vaughn. A couple of years ago, after she was diagnosed with breast cancer, Sonia decided to document her journey via a blog. She said many folks told her they loved the blog and encouraged her to turn it into book form so that people who don't use the internet, and more people, period, could read about her diagnosis, treatment, her faith, and the incredibly positive attitude with which she faced the fight against cancer. The result is Temporary Lumps, a journey of faith, perseverance, and triumph. And it's wonderful. Sonia told me that several times people said, quote, "I felt like you were sitting in my living room talking to me personally," end quote, while reading the blog. And after reading her book, I feel the same way. Over time, Sonia said, as more people told her they thought she should make the blog, a book, she believes God began working on her. She said, quote, "It seemed crazy to me that my story would be interesting to anyone other than folks that knew me or knew of me. But I kept thinking, what if that's what this whole cancer is about? What if God has given me this platform and this voice to share with the world how awesome He has been to me? What if God cured me of this cancer so that I could tell others of that miracle?" End quote. She said Bible verse Esther 4:14 kept running through her mind. "For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this?" How could I argue? Sonia told me. Another thing she said is the fact that she majored in English and public relations in college. And it's been a running joke in her family that she's never had a job that truly made use of her degree. "That's just like God," Sonia said, "to wait until she was 50-plus years old to finally fully use her gifts and talents." When asked, she said her first advice to anyone diagnosed with cancer would be, quote, "to understand that you are not alone, to lean heavily on God and surround yourself with a tribe of positive people," end quote. She said while going through treatment, she kept a journal with her, whether to write down what the doctor said that day or record her random thoughts or conversations with new friends or a to-do list to help with chemo brain. She said another must-have for her was a scout bag in which she kept a blanket, wipes, phone charger, journal, book, dry mouth lozenges, snacks, candy, and other supplies needed for the hospital and for treatment days. She said she and her family still call it her chemo bag whenever she gets it out for trips. Along with good advice for dealing with all the temporary lumps that go along with cancer diagnosis and treatment, this book is highly entertaining. It truly feels like the author is sitting beside you on the porch, sipping a glass of tea and chatting. This inspiring book is available on Amazon as a paperback only. You can also pick it up in Roxboro at Truth Books and Gifts. If you haven't read it yet, go out right now to Truth Books and Gifts and grab a copy of Temporary Lumps by Sonia Vaughn. On the last show, I said I'd tell you about two highly entertaining books by Alice Hoffman. But by about page 3 of Sonia's book, I knew that it would be the focus of this show. Those books will maybe be on tap for the next episode. Until then, as always, thanks for listening and happy reading.